You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced a ban on smoking in cars when people under the age of 18 are present. The ban has been a long time coming, with the Select Committee recommending in 2016 that the then national government introduce it. Despite them not doing so, it appears most parties are in agreement that the ban, which includes cigarettes as well as vapes, is the right move. I spoke with Children's Commissioner Andrew Beecroft about the ban, first asking him his thoughts on the new legislation.
Well, I think it's a great step forward. I think it's a very significant stand for children and children's rights. It's actually a great example of a child-focused policy. I mean, for too long, I think, in New Zealand, we've been thinking about the adult consequences and impacts on adults. For instance, we banned smoking in pubs, hotels, motels in 2004 by adults and in the workplace, but we didn't do it in respect of children. So I think in all respects, this is a very positive step. I applaud the government for doing it. Actually, I hope it can be cross-party. I hope that all the parties can get behind this and support it. Why wouldn't we, when children's health is at stake?
We've just sort of been having a bit of a discussion about it and at BFM here, and we've all sort of thought that it's such a no-brainer. It's almost something you'd think has already happened, but why do you think it's taking so long to get a ban like this in place?
Well, it's a very good point you make. It happens in many other countries in the world, Australia, many US states, Great Britain, South Africa, Canada. I think it's just an example, too many of them, where we have failed to prioritise children and a children's perspective. And we've been too adult-centric in our policy. I mean, if children had a vote, nearly 25% of the population, I bet my bottom dollar what they would say. They would say, stop it, move on it, ban it. So it's been too slow, but let's not be churlish. I think I even heard the minister, ex-minister, now the leader of the opposition, Simon Bridges, say this morning he seemed to be right behind it. And as you say, I think it is a no-brainer. I mean, you can't see it really in any other way. And that's not to say that smoking isn't a terrible addiction, but it doesn't need to be carried out in front of children when the health ramifications are just so demonstrably clear.
And what sort of effect do you think this will have on children's health?
Well, the health experts tell us that smoking in a confined car with the windows up is twice as bad as in, say, a pub in England, where they did comparative tests. It'll reduce sudden infant death syndrome, respiratory illnesses, bronchial problems, cancer, and meningitis are all an increased risk for children exposed to passive smoke. So the Ministry of Health's modelling is that will reduce hospital admissions and hospital expenses significantly. So in all respects, I think it is the right thing.
And do you think it'll help reduce sort of instances of children, or you know, once they turn 18, starting smoking because their parents have?
Very good point. All the evidence overseas is that it reduces smoking by children of smokers. And it also leads to reduced smoking in the home. So it has a ripple effect and much higher chances of a child smoking if their parents smoke in front of them.
And there's going to be a $50 fine if people are caught smoking with children in the car. Do you think this is enough of a deterrent?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you could argue it either way. And primarily in this sense, the law plays an educative psychological role and tries to reset societal norms. I mean, we don't speed or we don't use our cell phones in the car, tempted as we might be to do so, because we know it's against the law. I hope that's the effect that this law has on smoking. I don't imagine infringement notices will be raining down like confetti on people. I don't think we'll be having high-speed car chases by the police to catch errant smokers. But I think $50 sends a clear signal. And for most of us, we all know that nervous pit in the bottom of our stomach when we're pulled over by a police officer. It's a pretty big deal. So I mean, I think $50 makes the point, but let's try it, see how it goes.
Do you think that the general population is in support of this kind of ban?
Interesting point again. The research from the anti-smoking lobby is that over 90% of adult New Zealanders support the ban, and over 80% of smokers support the ban. So again, you use the word no-brainer, but it all adds up to a strong community consensus, and I hope a political consensus, that we can move on this, get in line with the rest of the world, do what's right for children, and make a real stake in the ground for a child-focused policy. So yeah, I think there's enormous support for it. I was at the Weetbix triathlon yesterday, Point England and Auckland. There was no suggestion other than it was the right thing to do from children and their parents. 2,500 children there. I mean, I didn't ask every one of them, of course, but the clear view seemed to be, why would you? And children hate it. They hate the smell. They hate the coughing. If they were asked, they'd say, stop it.
And you've spoken about this being a sort of child-focused policy. Do you think we are seeing more of these under this government than we have in previous governments?
Yeah, I wouldn't like to say it's suddenly burst into life under this government. I think there's been a slow sea change, I put it that way, in the last 5 to 10 years. But I think we're much better now at being committed to hearing children's voices, factoring their views into policy. I'm not saying we should always do what they say, but invariably their views improve policy and improve the quality of decision-making. I think this government's made clear that it wants to focus on children and young people. Well, I applaud that as Children's Commissioner, and what could be better? But I think across government departments and the community, we're doing much better at involving children, encouraging participation from them, and developing policies which take their views into account. Now, that's fantastic.
And do you feel any other sort of policy will come from this change?
Oh, I'm really hopeful that, I mean, we may get to a point where we realise that smoking is so dangerous to children's health that it should never be done in front of children anywhere.
Hmm.
I mean, as soon as you start talking about smoking in the home, well, you're raising big sacred cows about the sanctity of private dwellings, but already the state intervenes in the sense you can't hit your kids in your own home, you can't abuse or neglect them in your own home. I mean, in one sense, tobacco and tobacco smoke is a poison with significant carcinogenic implications. Why would we not say it's unlawful to expose your children to poison inside the home? So maybe there'll be that debate, but this law itself will send the signal, I hope, to those who smoke in their home when children are there, not to do it. I mean, as I say, it's a terrible addiction, but it can be, you know, we can smoke outside, we can smoke in parks. You don't need to smoke in confined cars or rooms of a house.
So that was Andrew Beecroft talking about the recent ban, the recent proposed ban on, it's not even proposed,
it's
the recent
it's gone
decision.
Through, it's a ban.
Yeah, the ban, but it's not happening yet. There's 18 months, right?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a public education campaign,
yeah,
which
before
sort
it's
of,
enforced.
Well, sort of brings us to our, we've had a few texts about it, haven't we?
We have. So we had a text that said, smoking in car ban is a good idea, but how can it be enforced? Remember, cell phones in cars is also banned, yet every day I see dozens of people using them. The more unenforced laws that get passed, the more people disregard all law.
I think up until a point that that text is...
I agree. I agree with that to for the first part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if sort of degrades the rule of law.
No. But then there was another law another text that said, like people using their phones in cars, smoking in cars is another toothless law that can't be policed. A $50 fine is pointless. And we talked about this while the interview was playing, and we're sort of the mind that the $50 fine sort of shows that it's more of an education law, isn't it? It exists.
Now they're saying this is dangerous enough that we are implementing a law
to stop you from doing this.
We want to make you think twice about it. Because I certainly, I don't use my phone when I'm driving. I mean, obviously I see people who do, but because I am like, it is dangerous. I've seen those ads on TV and things where you've got like, you know, people crashing because you're distracted for 1 second. I think it'll be the same kind of thing with cigarettes. It'll cause people to think twice.
Definitely. And I think the big, the education push that they're planning to do over the next couple of years is sort of shows shows us that that is sort of the purpose of the law. And I think, yeah, it's about educating people about the health around cigarettes and around smoking. And I suppose it's, you know, always heading towards that 2025 smoke-free New Zealand. That, yeah, that smoke-free New Zealand thing. But anyway, that we'll... what are we in? We're into another break for a little bit there. Here is Stardust by Francesca Griffin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.